Welcome to this episode of Design Dreams by Moi. My name is Paul Coxedge, and I'm a designer from London. Over the last 20 years, I've worked on hundreds of different projects, and I've been creating for as long as I can remember. For me, design is an outlet. It's a way of releasing creative energy and bringing ideas to life. My output can be a lamp, a piece of furniture, a piece of public art, an architectural gesture, a sculpture, or even an NFT. Wherever an idea comes from, I'll follow it. My inspirations come from a myriad of places. Often it's from observing life around me and how people live, and wondering how I can enrich that experience. I'm a very curious person, and I'm fascinated by human behavior and the materials that surround us, old and new. Each material has a kind of energy connected to time that can be used to enrich an idea. Whether that's working with metal, glass, timber, ceramics, or recycled materials, each bring layers to a project that you could never predict or control. That's the joy of collaborating with them and creating space so they can leave their mark or add a texture which gives the work a narrative or a deeper meaning. My ambition is always to create something that hasn't been done before and engages the person in the experience. Whether that's showing the viewer something new and unexpected or physically allowing interaction with the piece. When I know the work has had a positive effect on people, that's the moment I get my reward. I always lean into the feeling of not knowing where my next idea will come from. I've learned how to get used to waiting for that creative spark to strike and the insecure feeling of not knowing when that will happen and what's around the corner. For me, these kinds of uncomfortable moments are when something new is about to happen, the beginning of a new journey. So even if it's not comfortable, it's truly exciting. It's taken me most of my career to get used to that feeling, but now I'm almost addicted to the thrill of it. Collaboration is always important. My business partner, Joanna Pinho, has been there since the conception of the studio, and she is integral in managing the business and delivering the work. Without her, these projects wouldn't happen. She makes it possible for me to be totally focused on the idea and creative gesture. And without a good business partner or design team around me, I wouldn't have the creative freedom I need. Making and experimenting has always been a key part of my process. Traveling to a factory or meeting an expert and stepping into their world to pay respect to their craft is hugely important. If that's done in a genuine way, which is important to me, there's something that happens in that creative space that is so rewarding for all involved. I feel our time in the world is so short, but I truly believe that one of the most amazing qualities of being human is our ability to be creative, make things, solve problems, and bring joy. Good ideas and great design can genuinely enhance people's lives, and this is a topic we should talk about more often. In the same way that politicians can affect the way the world and society works, designers can also transform things in a positive way. Design has that magical power. I believe that the right inventions and innovations can take people forward to tackle the world's biggest problems. Design can also bring beauty into people's lives, and that doesn't just have to be from an aesthetic point of view. For me, beauty is very much linked to emotion. I always look to see if I can take something emotional from an object or a space. If it stops you in your tracks or takes you away from what you're doing, there's enormous power in that. I feel lucky to have been brought up in a time that has allowed me to get where I am now, and I believe that creative freedom of creation is something everyone needs. I'm more aware of this since becoming a parent, and I'd love my daughter to find the things that resonate with her, just as I have. As a designer, I want my work to leave a mark, but ultimately, it's more important what my family and friends think of me. At the moment, we're in a touch-and-go situation in terms of human evolution, with a huge number of global problems facing us. But I'm definitely optimistic about the future. I believe there's answers out there, and I want to see how design can help us crack some of the current issues. We need to keep going, innovate, and use creativity to take us into the future. I'm aware of my own creative limitations, and maybe I won't be able to individually solve the big things, but I'm happy to be part of a transition to a creative future.